Well, to dive back in, I before we started bugging out about the vegetables and fruits. Yeah, okay, you won't forgive me for that one. But I had thrown out a question for you. I guess it's 2 weeks now since I threw out the question. Said just chew it over and think about it. So I'm sure nobody did. But the question I had thrown out for you was, in this din of titogvar, right? We have the halacha, and we'll get to the background of it afterwards, but cham l'sochtzone, hot goes into cold, right? So I'll start with the basic halacha question. Let me call the halacha hotline here, and okay, I was pulling a steak off the grill, sizzling, had been flaming up, right? Pulling the steak off the grill, and I was turning around with the spatula to put it on a plate. My wife was walking by with a large bowl of milk to give to the neighborhood cats, right? No, I forgot, but there's you, right? And I turned around, she was there, and the steak dropped right in the bowl of milk. Okay? Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. Hello, Rabbi. You're never going to believe this one. Trust me, I've heard them all. Okay? All right. So the steak, right off the grill, sizzling hot, fell into the bowl of cold milk. And, you know, it did a deep dive. Went all the way, sunk to the bottom. I discovered the buoyancy factor of steak and milk. Okay, so I, you know, usually I call up and I'll say, okay, so I already threw out the steak and the milk. What's the halacha with the bowl that it was in? Well, let's assume for argument's sake that I actually had the presence of mind to not throw it out. And I call up and say, okay, what do I do? What's the halacha?
You'll have to take a cleaver off the meat. Kibana is a stronger one. So the heat, the interface, that interface is going to get hot. It's going to make that cleaver off the meat awesome.
Okay, so well, how would you, first of all, how would you propose I do that?
Question.
How would you propose I do that? Meaning?
Take off the cleaver?
Yeah.
I don't know, wouldn't take the meat out and
learn Kabbalah. Take the cleavers off the meat.
Take a knife and cut off the meat.
Okay, so scrape off the cleaver from the meat. What?
Side of the milk first.
Okay. Let me call the side of the milk first. Why?
The contact.
Okay. So.
No, if something that's accurate, I think you need from all sides.
Right. Right. You need from all sides. Okay. So today, I need a cleep. I need to be cole for the meat. And then I can eat it. No problem.
You're asking whether you have to wash it also?
I'm asking what to do. I'm just, you know,
I would say,
Rabbi, I don't know much. I just know that meat and milk are no good together, and these are meat and milk together, and I was told that's no good. So what do I do?
All sides and you wash, I guess you
can eat it. I can eat it, okay. Muskum, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's pretty, I don't think that's a very complicated psak halacha. If that's a complicated psak halacha, you want to definitely chazer over these halachas in Sadi Alf a lot of times. That's not such a complicated psak halacha. Yeah, it's gedei klipa, it's mutter. Okay, can I give the milk to the cats? Yes, machlokas.
Yes.
What's the deal with the milk? So tell me.
Well, it's definitely not a sarkana.
The milk's shemi mutter, you should be able to drink it.
Okay, so I guess let's go step by step. Can I drink the milk?
Machlokas.
Okay, what's the machlokas?
Is the shishim negative the klipa.
Right. Do you need a shishim negative the klipa? Right? When you have a kidei klipa, right? So good, we'll get back to that. We have a kidei klipa, and there is not a shishim connected the klipa. So but the eved, and you can't be kolef, but the eved is at mutter, right? So that we'll have to get back to. Shach, Magen Avraham, etc. If you have a need for klipa, you don't have the ability to be kolef, if there's not a shishim connected the klipa, is it mutter aser? Good. Next. The dog, why not? The dog would love the klipa from the steak, right? The dog is the cock of the sidra achri. He wants the cleafless. Very, right? So the dog would love the clipper from the steak. He'll lick it up. Why should I throw it out? The dog would love it. My dog. Can I give the clipper from the steak to the dog?
So in general, for Gosper Chol, we say no.
Why no?
That's not, no, I'm
getting
to feed my dog.
Right, so I'm testing the question of the hana, right? So I'm asking you, can I be nena? I'm getting hana from feeding the dog. Okay, so then what's this shayla talui on?
Is klipa deraisa or derabanan?
Right, well, it could be deraisa. Well, I guess deraisa derabanan. Klipa deraisa derabanan in bas b'chalav. Right, in bas b'chalav. Meaning, is that kidei klipa bishul or not? Right? Is that kidei klipa? When we say that chamusof sonein ademekileif shalabola porta, as it cools off, it's bolea somewhat. Does that mean it's mevashel porta, and therefore the part that needs a klipa is bishol balsar b'chol of an asur midil raisa? Or do I say no? It's yeshal mivla porta, means it goes in a little bit, it gives a little bit of flavor, but there's no bishol, and then it's mutar b'hana. It's a good question, right? So you know now. My dog is sitting there, he's tongue's wagging, he's waiting for the klipa, and can I give it to him or not? You say no to that little dog, right? Okay, so I want to come back around today. That's the question I had thrown out for you the last time we were learning, but I want to ask a more basic question, okay? And that is this. There is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara in Pesachim, whether we say titol glar ilol glar. Right, Rav says we say ilal gavar. Shmuel says titol gavar, and Rashi brings down. And Rav already paskin is like Shmuel here, not like Rav. Generally speaking, he looks like Rav Yisuri, but here the prices go like Shmuel, so we say titol gavar. Right, I got a better question. You got a better question, and that is the following. Okay, my steak fell into the milk, and now we need to know. What happens? Or the milk fell onto the steak, right? Be much worse. My wife slipped and the milk fell onto the steak. But my neighbor next door, he's sitting with his tree right now, right? And he's got a big red hat with a white pom-pom on. And he says, you know, what's your problem? You got a kosher problem? I'll taste it for you. My name is Nick Fela. Right? So, I'll taste it for you. I'll let you know. I'm good at this stuff. I'll let you know. Does it have a taste of Basar B'chol or not? Do I just have the neighbor taste it?
We're not
Samech on
Kfela.
We're not Samech on Kfela.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't introduce myself before. My name is Chaim Sarabi. I'm a Sfaradi Tahor. My family comes from Tunis. They go way, way back. Right? And my neighbor, Mr. Nick Fayle, is going to taste it for me.
Then I think it's he's Sfardi, in other words, so it's allowed him.
So, okay. So, my point is this. We're machmir not to be somach on Tilas Kfela. Why are we machmir not to be somach on Tilas Kfela? Maybe, like Rabbi Kivager brings down, because of the fact that there's so many requirements, there has to be sealed for 2 months, you have to be an expert, know that you're relying on them, they can't fulfill all of them at once. Maybe it's that, maybe it's like we said, because today people are amazed. But you can write in, though, Mitzvah's fail is fine. So why do we have a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's Ilal Gvar or Titol Gvar? Just find out. Bring a guy over and ask him what happened here. Do I have a tom or not? Right. So if
you could even do this yourself, even if you don't rely on Timas Goy, you can rely on, you figure out yourself, get two kosher things.
Yeah, of course, right? So let's say I'm relying on Timas Goy, I'm relying on Timas Yisrael. Exactly. So I need to know Ilal Gvar, Titol Gvar, especially today, it's very easy, right? Because Ilal Gvar, Titol Gvar. So you want to know when the milk came onto the steak, or the steak came onto the milk. So does it have a milk meat flavor in it or not? You can't taste that. You're not allowed to. Fine. Go get yourself some pyre of milk, right? Milk some almonds, right? You get some pyre of milk. Do the same thing and see, is there a tom or not? Right? Is there a tom or not? Is there a transfer of tom with an ilah or a titah? And you'll know. So you have the possibility, besides asking a goy, let's say we don't rely on Timas Kevel, we rely like the shachas on Timas Yisrael. Shulchan Timas Yisrael. So do a Timas Yisrael of a like mixture and find out if it's Titogvar, Ilogvar. Rav and Shmuel giving us a Klal Gadol B'Din, right? Klal Gadol B'Mitzias. Is it Ilogvar or Titogvar? So you want to know what the Klal is in Mitzias. So take a taste test, right? Used to be when I was a kid, there was a commercial for Pepsi. Used to be the big thing was Pepsi against Coke. So it was take the Pepsi challenge, let your taste decide. So take the Kfela challenge, let your taste decide, right? You take the challenge, do a Tita Ilah, and see what it tastes like. And you'll know, Tita Gvar, Ilah Gvar. It's a good question, no? I think it's a good question. So I'll ask you a question, those of you to ask the question, so does the Prima Dogma. And they offer a very similar teretz to this question. No, the Huda is in Yeridei Madiratinyana in Simon Chaf Ches. And the question is just this, right? It's to Harav Zeligman in Berlin. And he asks this question, this machlok is Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara in Psachim, Iglovi Tevar. Hey, Shaya Pultum, is that Yitim Enukvelim? Why is there a machlokas? Taste it. Let it go and taste it. Right? So, but nobody to point out, that question could be asked other places also. Right? You have a machlokes, Rav Chanan bar Rava and Rav Yossi, Mishir v'Yeshub and Levi, Chul and Daf Tzadiches, B'chol Yisun Shem Torah Mishishim Obamea. Right? So, we have this machlokes many times over. Chol Yisun Shem Torah, is it one, it's Rav B'Shela, do you, are you Mishire, Basar Kenegid Basar, Basar Batzomos Kenegid Basar Batzomos, the Nachkamini is it 100 to 1, is it 60 to 1? Just get it going. You can get 60 goyim to go and taste it and take a survey, right? So let them taste it, right? So says the Notabu of the Kwa. I guess, according to Shita's Rashi, it's all good, right? Maybe this was what drove Rashi to a Shita, which is Rashi's Shita is that Shishim is not enough. You need Timas Kfeila, and Timas Kfeila, if there's not Shishim, is not enough. You need both. So according to Rashi, it's very good. Because I have to be done. Is there Shishim? Right? Is there, and then okay, Timas Kfeila is like your insurance policy. It could be here also by law of Vayati Talgvar. Same thing, which is what the Novi, the try, not the Novi, the Orcha Shulchan tries to say on this Kasha. Chushul tries to say such a vort that it's like a Shishim plus. So you need to have Ilogvar or Titogvar to be Matirit, plus you have to have a Timas Kfeila also, or a Timas Kfeila would help, which is a big chiddush because before that would make this very different. From a regular shishim or the other bittul topics here in Yeridei. So says the No de Behuda, I'm going to point something out to you, which should be obvious. But I'll point it out to you anyway. Okay, let's say I have a chaticha that's bala yisur. So I'll make it a simple example. I have a kezias that was bala yisur. So I have a kezias of basar that was cooked together with pork. Okay, and now that kezias of basar gets into a pot that has 59 times its volume. Okay, you make the call. Clearly shown on the fire, that kezias basar that was bolua from Tom pork now gets my neighbor, when he took the thing to taste it, he also cooked it together with his yomtov dinner, right? Mamish with the pork, and then in the rotev, and he stirred it from beginning to end. It was, you know, everything that could be in here is in there. It was rotev, and he was near mitchil avad sof, and it was mechusa, and it covered as could be, mixed up as could be, good. So again, kezias of basar, balua from pork, not shishim and the basar connected the pork, and that kezias of basar gets into another pot. 59 times that kezias of basar. What's halacha? Again, it's a pretty straightforward call. It's not a trick question. Pretty straightforward call. Also, because you have to assume that it's maflit up till shishim kenegdo, and that means that you have to assume it absorbed fully kenega the entire volume of the piece, the chatichas iser, right? The iser. No, I'm not saying. I'm getting the chanan now. Let's say the iser there is already more than the volume of the chaticha itself, so you don't have a chanan issue even. I have to assume it absorbed the full flavor. If it absorbed the full flavor, it came out. Good. That same chaticha gets into pot number two. 59 times in pot number two. What's the halacha in pot number two?
Also again.
So, Rabbi, I have a question for you. Right? I have a question for you, which is, if you tell me that that piece of meat now expelled its flavor entirely into the other pot in order to asa that pot, because if it didn't expel it entirely, it wouldn't asa the other pot. So then how could it asa this pot? It already expelled all the flavor. And if it expels all the flavor into this pot to asa the pot, why did the first pot asa? Meaning, you're giving me a psak halacha that really is impossible in Metzius. It can't be. Either if that piece goes into two pots that are 59 times that piece, so it's got to expel every bit of absorbed flavor in it in order to asur the pot. And it can't expel every bit of absorbed flavor that's in it twice, because either it expelled it or it didn't expel it. So what's going on? The psak is correct, but it's not the Metzius. Right? I hope I'm not confusing people. I'm trying to clarify things.
I'm confused. One piece fell into 59, so you didn't have 60 again.
You have 60. But you had, 59.999.
But the one, the other piece of the is, don't you need 60 of the...
You need 60 pet there, right.
So you don't have 60 of that.
Good. So I have a piece of meat that absorbed pork, right?
Yeah.
I have to assume the entire piece of meat is filled with pork, right? I have to make that assumption. Right. Good, I'm making that assumption. Now, that piece of meat, one kizayis, falls into 59.9 kizayisim of heter.
Right.
What's the halacha with that pot?
The pot itself.
I mean, the food in the pot.
The food. You don't have enough to mevatel.
I don't have enough mevatel. It's awesome, right?
It should be awesome.
Good. Because why is it awesome? What happened?
Blios went in.
What happened was the blios from this piece went into the pot. How much of the blios of this piece went into the pot?
The maximum is the size of the piece.
All of them, right? Otherwise it went nasa.
Right.
Good. That same piece comes out of this pot, goes into a second pot.
Oh, okay.
Again, 59.99 times. What's the halacha with the second pot?
Should be okay. I mean, or everything came out already, or and if it didn't, it'd be okay.
As long as part of it came out, right? So, but the answer is it's also, right? Rabbi Eliyahu is correct, it's also, right? Why is it also? Says in the video, I'll tell you why, right? That Tom do lie lo polet klumah rishona. I'm assuming it was polate in the first one. It could be nothing came out. Meaning, I have to be machmir to aser it in the first pot, because maybe it came out its entirety, maybe it didn't. Maybe it came out in part, maybe nothing came out. So when I answer pot number two down the line, it's because I don't know. In other words, that we say in halacha, that when that chatichas iser goes into a pot, it's polate the whole iser shebesocho. We don't mean it's polate the whole iser shebesocho. We mean merchayish l'chumra, that it's polate the whole iser shebesocho. But I don't know. Could be it did, could be it did, could be nothing came out, right? So he says, you see, afil begdera rosachas sha'ala esh, ein ze bor shemaflit. Not clear that it's maflit. Ulechum rechayshin and shiflip and mafim shiachol uflot. Rechayish lechumer, that where it could expel, it expels. So he says, umeyato nechze anon. Right? So he says, you're asking the kash about Rav and Shmuel, right? Just ask a guy to taste it. So he says, that is not a kash itself, because you could have places where you can't taste it. Min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, avisura, there's no kfeil around. Meaning, there are plenty of possibilities where Rav and Shmuel's machlokas could have relevance, even if I do say you could have a kfeil to taste it. How so? Min b'mino, again, there's no kfeil, etc. Right? Or he says, the case of the Gemara M'sachim, M'sachim b'shem and Shultruma, there was no kohen in the chabura to be able to taste the korban. So, okay, but you gotta be machmir. So he says, so elamai, do what Rav Eliyahu suggested before. Inamod al v'chim v'nikach min b'sheno mino de'atera v'echad tam v'echad sechaber v'echad tzonein v'nech seyem ilog v'ar titogar. So what do you do? Say, okay, so run the experiment with heder. Run the experiment, one cold, one hot, hot on top, cold on top, hot on bottom. See what happens? Says, yeah, what are you going to see? You're going to see what happened that time. But it doesn't mean it happens the exact same every time. We do see that from the case of the pot and the meat that goes into pot one and pot two, that the fact that we say this happens doesn't mean it happens consistently exactly the same every time. So he says, so let's say that I taste it and I find out it doesn't have a tom. Doesn't mean this next time around it's not going to have a tom. Could be it will, right? I taste it and find out it does have a tom. Doesn't mean next time it will have a tom. It could be it won't, right? So he says, aval ein b'chinas u'mofeis chotech, right? It doesn't prove anything. She goes, ef at the mokum she ef should live float, but I feel the clear we showed, sha'ish ain't ever she bevade pol, the fam ain't a poly. Right? Says the Noel Bihud, there's a fabulous Noel Bihud. He says, but that, I'll tell you that the same machlokas applies by shishim, or 100. In other words, I need to make an across the board rule that I know it was safe everywhere. You're going to tell me, yitamenu kveli can resolve it, it doesn't resolve it. Because I could have the goy taste it 10, 20, 30, 40 times on shishim, taste nothing. Maybe he got the miut, not the rove. Maybe he got there the miut, not the rove, and over the time, it'll give time. Right? Same thing, says another Behuda. He says, that would also explain Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, which we'll get to later on in the Siman, Kavash Kimavushel, and Malia Kiroseach, and all those, right? We have all these machlokos throughout Shulchan Aruch Yeridei here, Malia Kiroseach, Kavash Kimavushel, etc. Says another Behuda, what do you mean? I can resolve, I could cut your year short, you could take off every Thursday, not just Thursday Hanukkah, right? Take off every Thursday, you'd be fine, just come, you demand a favor. Get rid of Kovach Kibavushel, get rid of Malach Kiroseach, I can get rid of Titol Gvar, everything, you demand a favor. No, because I need to develop a rule where you don't have a favor, where you don't have a case of Tima, Minbamino, etc. And you'll tell me, I'll experiment and I'll figure out what happens in this mitzvah. I could be hitting on the meat when I experiment. It's not an across the board every time this happens. This happens most of the time. So by experimenting and trying it, I can't prove. I can just establish that this time it's what happened. But I can't prove positively that this is the rove or this is the mitzvah across the board. Therefore, no good. That's what we'll
tell you
to expect. Pardon?
The Shmuel will tell you the law will never be gover, and I will tell you the Tatal will never be gover. So if it's ever gover in one direction and never gover the other way, then we should automatically have our answer. Because we're never concerned. We don't ever require more than the klipo when it does the other one.
It could be that they're saying apirov. Not never. Apirov. Maybe saying could be saying apirov. They have a rove there. That Titol Gvar or Rov that Ilol Gvar.
So are we now going to say that every time you have a Titol Gvar and the Titol was cold and the Ilol was hot, you have to actually pay attention and see whether maybe that do taste the milk flavor?
Well, I guess the question would be, if you have a case of a bottom cold, top hot, and you say, I taste the Basar B'chol of here.
Right, so are we going to say that that's okay, clearly you're arguing with Chazal and you're not, and you're just imagining it, or would you say, Taka, you are, and we'll throw it out?
I mean, you know, we're stepping into controversial territory here, but I would say, but no, the Aruch HaShulchan would seem to say, yeah, you're arguing with Chazal, finished, this is the rule and that's it. I would say no, Tagav, you taste it, right? You taste it, you got a problem, right? You taste, you can't eat. You Taka taste the Basar B'chol, so you would say, okay, for some reason here, the Tom has transferred, and I have a problem, right? Says the Novi Yehuda, in fact, he wants to argue that in fact, even after Rav and Shmuel, if I have a kfeila and I can taste it, in Echanami. In other words, I would go by kfeila. Prima Gautam says it explicitly. He says, after all is said and done, Tak, if I have any log vayr titol gvar shayla, and I have a kfeila by me, I can ask the kfeila. And if the kfeila says there's no tam, so even though the halach would be titol gvar, and it was high on bottom, cold on top, but the kfeila says there's no tam, it's mutter. Mutter. The need to determine whether you say ilol gvar or titol gvar in halacha is where there's no kfeila around, or where there's a mitzvah where there can't be a ti'ima, like a min b'mino. And then we have to establish a rule, what's the assumption that happens in these cases, rov pa'am. That's the Noel Bihuda and the Prima Gadim's yisod here in this halacha. The betzvila tzadik.
If you did enough experimenting, wouldn't you be able to establish that the rov is one way or the other way?
I don't know.
Saying if you do it 100 times, then 60 out of...
The p-value is...
I can establish, you know, exactly. If I plug in statistics, I can establish a statistical understanding of what that should be, you know, and I can... But I'm not sure it's halachically valid. Meaning, if I take a sampling, actually, I'm sure it's not halachically valid. I take a sampling, a statistical sampling, and then extrapolate, and then say, based on that, it would come out that the halacha wouldn't recognize that. The halacha would say, you might have hit on, you know, the 300 that are different from the 3 million that are out there. You happen to get 300 times the same one. You know, it's like the old math question, which is if you flipped a coin, or you flipped a penny until they disappear entirely, and you got heads 300 times, and now you're going to flip it again, what are the odds you're going to get heads that time? Right? The answer is they're 1 and 2. Right? The odds haven't changed. They're always 1 and 2. So the fact is that that you got it a number of times doesn't change the odds of what might be the next time around. The Tzvila Tzaddik offers an incredibly ingenious answer to this question. It's a difficult Tzvila Tzaddik, it's a very terse comment, this is his proclivity in general, but he offers a brilliant answer to this question as to why we don't say Timus Fela specifically by Ilog Var and Tital Gavar, based on a Tosfos in Chulin on Tzadi Zayin. Tosfos in Chulin on Tzadi Zayin asks what is a bomb of Akasha. A bomb Kasha. The Tosfos here is bothered by a simple question. Let me take ourselves back to my steak that fell into my milk. Okay? Take ourselves back to the steak that fell into the milk. So you guys gave me a psak before, right? Doc, you gave me a psak. It's a doc psak. And it was a titaw, a gvar. Milk is cold, so the steak needs to get a klipa, right? Okay? Good. That g'day klipa is touching what?
The milk.
Okay, and the other side? It's touching the next g'day klipa of the steak. Right? Is that g'day klipa considered hot?
Was the case?
Yes.
My steak. Again, my steak. Nebuch, my steak at $33 a pound now for the steak. This is really a Nebuch. It's really, I'm saying, it's like a Hefzeh Meruba. Every shot is a Hefzeh Meruba nowadays with these things. It's crazy. Mom is crazy. But okay, you know, 33 or whatever. Some of these things are $50, $60 a pound. $90 a pound. I don't know. But okay. So, you know, my $90 a pound, what's a surprise steak? Is that the one that's really expensive? Right? Why is it called surprise steak? You look at the price, you're surprised. Taka, it's a surprise. You know, when they say beef can give you a heart attack, they didn't mean this way. Right? Okay, look at the price. Right there, heart attack. So my $90 a pound surprise steak ended up in my Chol Yisrael, $3 a half gallon milk, and that's already in bingo, $3 a half gallon for the milk. Right? So now, Hefzeh Meruba, Rabbi, help me out here. Good. So again, my steak, hot off the grill, fell into the milk. So I got a psak before, but I have to be kolef the steak, and I'm good to go.
It's fully submerged?
Fully submerged, like a submarine. There's a little periscope coming out of the steak, looking around for a rabbi to give a psak halacha. Right? Okay, fully submerged. That's the Rashba, the G'di that's fellow of the Kadli Kamcha, which we'll get back to, this Rashba. But it's submerged in there, good. We call that a titol gvar. The milk is cold, the meat is hot. I need a klipa on the steak, I'm good. I just have a simple question, which is, okay, the klipa on the steak is considered hot. Yeah, good. Okay, klipa on the steak is considered hot. So the klipa is touching what? On the inside. Another klipa of the steak, right? Another steak. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the sim. Two chatichos basa had their iser touch one another hot. What's the halacha?
They're both hot?
Both hot.
Both us.
Two chatichos, one heter, one iser.
No.
They both touch hot. What's the halacha?
Is it shamin or not?
Okay, let's assume it's kalkish. Let's be mekel, assume it's kalkish, right? And we can be omed alav to know it's kalkish and what's shamin. What's the halacha? Hot, touching one another.
Ketei tilo.
Good, you need ketei tilo. Good. So now my klipa is touching, right? Another klipa inside. That should require kedei netila. Why are you stopping at the klipa? In other words, if the klipa taka becomes neser and becomes hot, so why are you stopping at the klipa?
In this case, the bottom is hot and the top is hot?
No.
That's the same thing by kedei netila. No, then the next kedei netila should also be touched.
Good, right? Good kasha. Same kasha, right? Same kasha. Every kedei netila is touching the next one, right? So the next one should get hot. Keep going. So Tosos in Chulin Tzadi Zayin asked this kasha. Tzadi, hey, I'm with Bays. Tzadi Zayin at the top, middle of the Tosos, he asked this kasha. He
Did
says
you say the bottom piece was hot.
Bottom piece was cold. Every time we ask to get a klipa, so oil rasha, oil shchena, right? Should ask what's next to him, right? Ube inyan say yes or akol, and then well, just keep going down the line, right? That could they klipa asher, that could they klipa asher, that could they klipa asher, that could they klipa, and pretty soon you're right at the middle. You've met in the middle, so to speak. Elahainu taima. Lefi she'ein taima iser over klal yosir mi k'dei klipa. You know why? Because the taima iser doesn't go more than k'dei klipa. Let's remember, what's the concern here? Right? Absent for now a chanan concern, which is we could... Tos brings down the Re'em, who says the Tak, we don't say Chanan on a mixus chaticha. But let's leave the Chanan concern out for here for a moment and just analyze what happens here. Okay? Taka, the Tam, in our case, the Tam Cholov goes into the Basar Kedei Klipa. Right? Now, this Kedei Klipa of Basar and Cholov combined, right, is now going to go into the next Kedei Klipa. What goes into the next Kedei Klipa? What goes in? In other words, is it the tam cholov that goes in? Or is it the original tam basar with no tam cholov? So, says the Tosfos, whenever you have a kedei klipa, let's not make it basar b'chol, let's make it simpler, right? Cold meat, hot pork juice pours onto it, right? I don't know what pork juice is, but liquefied pork fat. The good stuff. Right. Pours, mamish, pours onto it, hot, cold meat, pouring onto it, and now I have my piece of meat here, and the piece of meat requires klipa, right? Because the outer klipa is absorbed with the tam pork that came into it. Good. Now I'm asking, so that klipa that's considered hot should now transfer to the next level. Says the Tosfos, it's true, it does, but what transfers? The tam issa that came in to begin with doesn't have to call up the transfer from the klipa to the next klipa. What transfers is the tam heter of the original klipa. Right? And therefore it can't answer. Therefore it can't answer. That's the Tosfos cheshbon here. Right? Lefi she'ein tam issa over klal yosem yidei klipa. The tam issa stops at the outer klipa. That's the pshat every time in yidei klipa. The mela says the Tzvilat Tzadik like this.
That's not going as klipa.
Pardon?
That's only when it was only absorbed as klipa.
Yeah, absorbed as klipa. Lechora would be the same thing if absorbed as a kedei netila, with the exact same chesh.
As opposed to the whole piece.
Right. Says the Tzvilat Tzadik, so I'll tell you what. Right? He says, Fize ish lomar di amrinin ti togvar. If you say titogvar, meaning that taka what's below is going to be what's controlling, holech mashu mena iser b'chol achaticha. Then a mashu of the iser goes in the chol achaticha, right? Meaning when I say titogvar, and this would explain Rav and Shmuel so beautifully, because Rav and Shmuel is like, what are they arguing about? Just see, is it hot? Is it cold? Just no. The word titogvar means that if the bottom is hot and the top is cold. And a cold goes on to the hot at the bottom, so a mashihu of the issue is going to get below the klipa. Not it's going to fully permeate, so mashihu of the issue is going to get below the klipa and go through. But that's enough if a mashihu goes through, right? So then, alza klipa shemakal b'tam l'kulmi amaholechas v'oser okede klipa. Then everybody would agree that that the klipa osers further. In other words, Tosfos is saying that the issue stops at the klipa. That's if you say ilogvar, this just stops the klipa. So hot, cold into, or hot into cold rather. So there I would say the iser stops at the klipa. But cold into hot, I would say the iser keeps going through. A mashu of the iser, right? And therefore, both your okade klipa shenasa nevela, what's it called, chaticha? So then he keeps going through and taka asering the whole thing. In other words, this question that we're asking, why doesn't it, the kedei klipa, asim an next kedei klipa, asim an next kedei klipa, asim an next kedei klipa? The answer is it would, and there would be a chanan if there's a mashu of the issur that goes through. Good. So if you hold that titogvar, and the bottom is hot, and the top is cold, then taka, what happens when it goes in is just that. It goes into the klipa, and it goes into the next layer, and it goes into the next layer, and it keeps asring all the way down the line until the whole thing is awesome. If you hold ilogvar, then the void is that it stops at the klipa, the mashu doesn't go through. The Mela says the Tzilat Tzadik, the merchok between Rav and Shmuel is not menakotzel, akotzel like we're thinking, it's really very narrow. It's really very, very narrow. The question simply becomes, when I have ilog versus tita, so in which way will the tam, a mashu of the tam iser, penetrate beneath the klipa? That's all. Will a mashu of the tam iser penetrate the klipa? In other words, I wouldn't say a chanan says the tzilat tzadik if there's no tam iser there bichlal. Once I have a mashu of the tam iser, I'll say chanan. Good. Says the tzilat tzadik, memela, it's a davar pashut like this. What do you do? Have a goy taste it? What's he tasting for? He's not going to taste the mashu. He's not going to taste the mashu. Bishlom, if the entire concern is the tam iser shabo, have a good taste. But if the concern is not the tam iser shabo, if the concern is the tam heter shabo, that was nas this nevela that became now a the chatichos iser to ask of the next one, because there's a mashu of the tam iser along with it, who's going to detect that? As far as anybody is concerned who's tasting it, they'll taste the tam heter. But it's not a tam heter you're tasting. You're tasting a tam iser. Why? Because the heter was nasis nevela. By means of what? By means of the mashu of the tam iser going through. But that's not detectable. That's the Tzilat Tzadik's cheshbon. So I think it's a brilliant cheshbon. It's a very, very elegantly simple idea, but it's a brilliant idea that if the entire concern then of ilo gvar tito gvar is not necessarily whether or not, like I said, whether, like we assumed before, does the flavor of the iser penetrate throughout? If that's the question, so yitamenuk fail. No, no, no. Not a question. Not a question. Everybody agrees the flavor of the iser does not penetrate throughout. One hot, one cold does not penetrate throughout. The question becomes, does the flavor of the iser penetrate a mashahu throughout to carry over the iser to create a chanan on the next layer, on the next layer, on the next layer, to go all the way through? That's not detectable by taste. You can't have the yitamenuk fail.
Why isn't there chanan on the first layer?
There would be a chanan on the first layer, but it wouldn't be able to asa the next layer. Meaning, you can only have a chanan on the next layer if it's a mashahu, to asa the next layer, of a mashu of the iser going through. The chanan to asa the next level is only if it's a mashu of the iser that's in there. So it would have to be a mashu of the iser that's coming through. In other words, normally, I would say, there's not enough of the iser here to asa the next level. But the chanan makes it that the head there along with the iser would asa. What Tosfos is saying is without the iser there, then you would not say chanan. Right? You would not say chanan, and you would not asur. It's a very simple idea. And I would say this Tzilat Tzadik might answer, but I want you to think about it. I'm going to give you another think about, so you'll lose more sleep. So I know since I got the question, I didn't answer the first question. So now you're not going to sleep bichlal this whole, I feel bad. It's a bit alone like Shabbos, but what can you do? Today's, who's doing the daf? Today's daf, Reb Elazar ben Shimon, who had the whole cheshbon in the Beis HaKiseh. It was long, so he couldn't help himself. So, you know, I'm going to ruin your trip to the Beis HaKiseh over the weekend with these these questions. But I would say that the Tzilat Tzadik might help resolve the Orach HaSholdos question. Orach HaSholdos very famously asked a very simple question, which is that I chap that you might say titol gvar or ilo gvar, when they're basically the same size, hot and cold, right? But says the Aruch HaShulchan, sometimes you'll have a case, what happens if I have a metzius? I have a piece of basar this big, right? Or I have, even better, I have a tipas cholov that's this big. I drop the steak onto that, right? So I gave you the case before, I dropped my steak in my ice bowl of milk because you didn't feed the entire neighborhood's cats, So she has, you know, 2 gallons of milk in the bowl. It costs, she's giving cholesterol milk to the cats. It costs me, you know, who knows how much for to get that milk. But okay, you know, it's all good. Sean Bias, right? Cheaper than therapy. Right? So it's good. Not my wife. Not my wife. Just somebody. Right? So, you know, it's all good. But let's say Taka is carrying a bit of milk this big, right? A little thing of milk. And my, you know, not my 16-ounce steak. My 48-ounce tomahawk steak, right? Because everybody needs one of those, right? Because cardiologists have to make a living too. So my 48-ounce tomahawk steak falls onto that kippah challah. You're gonna say kitogvar? You're gonna say now, that kippah challah at the bottom, that's a little drop of milk, that's gonna have the power to overcome the steak. Says the Yom Kippur, what are you talking about? How's that shayach? How's that shayach? So he wants to be mechadesh the Aruch HaShulchan. We only say, the only question of ilah gvar v'shdi tal gvar is the shavah b'kamos. If they're equal in volume. If not, the davar pashut, that you would say that the greater volume, certainly if they're significantly different, is gvar. The problem with that is that the Gemara in Pesachim plugs this shayach into a Korban Pesach shechsako b'shemen shel truma. Right? If you took a Korban Pesach and you were sach with shemen shel truma, so the Gemara says, so if it's chaburas kohanim, so then they'll eat it as is, right? Chaburas shel kohanim. So says the Gemara, that's titol gvar, right? That's like Shmuel, not like Rav. According to Yerach HaShochan, it's like both. Last time I checked, a gdi or a keves was much larger by many, many factors than the oil that's rubbed inside of it. So if you sach with a shemen shel truma, and you're telling me that no one's going to argue on ilo gvar or titol gvar if there's a volume difference, then it's just the larger one is done. That should be not a kash at all on Rav Shita. It should be double pasha. Everybody would be masking to it. So, but the question is, your Yerach HaShulchan is making sense. Right? Meaning, okay, good. I have a raya from the Gemara, not like the Yerach HaShulchan. The problem with the Yerach HaShulchan is Taka making, what he's saying is davar pashut in Metzius, which is that it can't be that if I have a 48-ounce tomahawk steak and an ounce of milk, that, okay, the ounce of milk is gover over the 48-ounce tomahawk steak and now it's more mutter. How's that possible? That's a good question. So, something to think about, something to lose sleep over, and Amir Tzashem, Blue Nether, on Tuesday. I don't think there's any, Tuesday's a Monday. We do Mondays now, right? Monday, okay, yeah. Monday, so we don't have to worry about the fast day. Good. We don't have to worry about glucose getting in the brain, no coffee.